With a two-week deadline for an Iranian reply having passed over the weekend, senior diplomats of the five permanent UN Security Council member countries and Germany conferred by telephone Monday and renewed their warning of further sanctions against Iran. The so-called P5+1 offered Iran an enhanced package of incentives in June, including aid for a civil nuclear program, if it dropped a uranium enrichment project the United States and European allies believe is weapons-related. Iran was noncommittal about the offer at a July 19th meeting in Geneva and was given an additional 2 weeks to respond. In a talk with reporters, acting State Department spokesman Gonzalo Gallegos said Iranian nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili has told European Union chief diplomat Javier Solana Iran will give a reply in writing on Tuesday. Gallegos said the major powers are disappointed at the lack of a response thus far, and he made clear that if Tuesday's reply is not positive, Iran can expect more sanctions.
We remain committed to both tracks of the P5+1 dual-track strategy. Accordingly, we agreed in the absence of a clear, positive response from Iran, we have no choice but to pursue further measures against Iran as part of this strategy. Iran has a clear choice, engagement or isolation. The P5+1 incentives package contained everything Iran needed to pursue a modern civil nuclear power program, which Iran's leaders claim is their aim.
The UN Security Council has already approved three sanctions resolutions against Iran. The P5+1 and the incentives plan offered to suspend sanctions if Iran suspended enrichment and returned to negotiations over the future of its nuclear program. EU diplomats Solana and Jalili had what a European spokesman described as an inconclusive telephone discussion Monday. Iran has insisted that its nuclear program is entirely peaceful and that it has a right to pursue an enrichment capability. Tehran submitted a document to Solana July 19th that is understood to have proposed several rounds of ministerial-level negotiations while avoiding any promise to halt enrichment. U.S. spokesman Gallegos said P5+1 political directors will confer by telephone again soon, presumably after submission of the Iranian paper to Solana. The U.S. political director is Under Secretary of State for Political Affairs William Burns, who attended the July 19th meeting with Jalili, despite the absence of U.S. diplomatic relations with Iran. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.